This is Tom Allen filling in for Bob Larson with your daily market line report for January 10th. For the most part, commodities are in the green today. Here's Todd Horowitz with the grain market update.
What are we seeing here? Well, we're seeing soybeans out of the entire complex are by far the weakest. Now, you know, there's a lot of reasons that we can talk about why they're the weakest. You can talk about Argentina, you can talk about Brazil, but how about technically they're also the weakest? When you look at the overall picture, the failure of now watching March beans to get above 985 to 990 and hold that level just shows us how weak they are. I think what you're looking for here now is most likely a pullback to at least 940, possibly 920. Now, we've got a report coming out on Friday that may change the course of this, but I'm pretty much convinced.
Chicago March wheat was up 4 3/4 at 431 to close the day. For hard red winter wheat, prices were up 5 3/4 at 438.5. Chicago March corn was up 1 3/4 at 348 3/4. Portland soft white wheat prices for January ranging from 527 to 533. White club wheat for January was at 527 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices were between 584 and 599, up 5 3/4. DNS for January was at 745 3/4 to 765 3/4. February live cattle was at 117.95. Feeder cattle were down 97 at 145.75. Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 13.83.
You've just heard today's Market Line Report with Tom Allen. You can always catch us weekdays right here on the station.